Thank you, Lord, for your fresh food, your fresh songs from heaven and words from heaven. This is Sunday morning, 3:13:22, and this is pretty well all week has been the prophet's corner flowing. That's what's going to be this morning. We've got a little bit of a teaching at the end, but just have ears to hear. There's some things that I'm going to bring that maybe you don't quite understand. I don't know that I quite understand it. But anyway, here we go. The first one is called Team Jesus, which is kind of like the one I brought last week, or I guess it was last week, about being on the same team. Let's let everybody quit writing and everything. I want your total attention because I don't want you to miss a word of this. Begin to speak that my body is unified, all saying the same thing, all praying the same thing, all interceding according to my will. When you know God's will, you can say the same thing, you can pray the same thing. Most of my body know nothing about this. They are very uninformed about what my word says and uninformed what's going on in the world. Most are saying what they think and feel, and that is like shooting yourself in the foot. My foot. We're the body of Christ. The more that they get on the same page and unified, the stronger my body is. It does no good for my body to pray every which way. This brings much harm. I saw CBN Christian Broadcasting Network buying into the fake news narrative. They're saying the same thing as MSM. This is what the Lord means when he says it's like shooting yourself in the foot. Satan is defeated, but most Christians believe that he is the biggest threat. I say no to that. The biggest enemy is the church divided. Jesus took the enemy out. He spoiled powers, made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Then he gave us his name and his word and his blood. All right, let's look at Mark chapter 3. There'll be a few scriptures here and there. Mark 3:23. I have to say, as I progress on with this, it was hard to know what was me and what was the Lord, and I still don't know. All right, 3:23. And he called them unto him and said unto them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. If Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but hath an end. Is this what we're seeing here? This is the reason I've told you to pray in an army of intercessors to bring church order so that my government can be reinstated in the earth. Those that will pray in the Spirit and lay aside their own agenda and get the mind of the Spirit, I will also give them the words to say and to speak the right things into the earth. This is what you have been doing since 2015, and it is starting to grow and will become bigger until the whole earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. All right, that's Habakkuk 2:14. Habakkuk. Or Habakkuk, however you want to say it. Some of the other translations mess that scripture up. For the earth should be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. I believe as God's knowledge comes forth, we get on the same page as the body of Christ, then His glory can cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Psalms 22:27. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. Not just talking the United States, but we're talking the world. As they pray, I will give them the map, the spiritual map, and the coordinates, what to say and where to target those words to bring my will to pass in the earth. Okay, Matthew 6. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. All right, 16 says, moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have the reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. In other words, this is not something we do before men. This is something we do in secret before the Father. This is my thought. This is an assignment of His Majesty's Secret Service. Intercessors keep everything close to the vest. This is top priority, not to blab everywhere. The Father sees in secret, but rewards openly. All right, this is the Lord again. This is my army, yes, spiritual warriors. I will give you targets to hit in this secret time of prayer that will take out the strongholds of the enemy. This is how you occupy. I'm not impressed by scatterload prayers or shotgun prayers. That is mainly how my church is praying. They're praying against my plan and siding with the enemy, and they don't even know it. Why are they doing this? They have let traditions of men get in the way instead of my word being what their focus is. I want my church to take back everything that Satan has stolen. This will be done in the spirit first. This is where my prayer warriors come in. Unless it lead you to speak to someone, no longer cast your pearl before swine. Matthew 7:6. Let's see what that says. All right. Give not that which is holy. What we're doing, this is God's holy plan. These are His holy words. These are His holy instructions. These aren't for everybody to know. Give not that which is holy to the dogs. Does a general, do the even soldiers give up their battle plan, their strategies? No, they don't. Give not that which is holy to the dogs. When God gives you a briefing, you keep it. Neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend at you. This is what they did to my servant Joseph. He unwisely shared the secrets I gave him with his brothers. I shared this with him for this purpose, so he would know and do my will. And I want to read that to you, just a few verses here. This is Genesis 50. So much of the time, the reason we're not received is probably because we're speaking out of turn. Maybe we're sharing things with people that we thought would be receptive. I don't think Joseph shared with his brothers to be lorded over. I think he wanted to be accepted. I think maybe he thought maybe they would receive him. I know how that feels. Genesis 50:15. And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph will peradventure hate us and will certainly acquit us all the evil which we did unto him. And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, thy father did command before he died, saying, So shall ye say unto Joseph, Forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept when they, well, he did too, but Joseph wept when they spake unto him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face, and they said, Behold, we be thy servants. See, Joseph had a commission. It was to save their lives. And Joseph said unto them, Fear not, for am I in the place of God. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. Now therefore, fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. There are going to be those that will come and say, I'm sorry, I didn't listen. But God has a purpose and a plan for what he's shared with us. Okay. Yes, it will be the same with you. I told you many years ago that I would bring people alongside to help you, and I will do it. Just keep on doing what you're doing and beware of the enemy and his distractions to get you off course, worrying about this and worrying about that. Keep your eye on the target. That's what he's been saying to us. Cast all your care on me, for I care for you. We are in, a lot of people say, World War III, according to 107, we're in World War IV. So, anyway, whatever. Let's keep our eye on what's really going on. There are those out there that I will send to you that will rejoice at hearing the truth. They are earnest and heartfelt. James 5:16, just the latter part of that. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Effectual means be mighty in. Effectual, be mighty in. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Okay, that's all of this one.